This episode of Innovations in Education is brought to you by Transact Campus. Transact offers a highly configurable, mobile-centric campus technology ecosystem. Offerings span from integrated payment solutions for tuition and fees to multi-purpose campus IDs that can be used for everything from door and event access to campus commerce solutions for meal plans, mobile ordering, retail payments, and more. Yes, we're all tired of thinking and talking about it, but the fact remains that the pandemic has left indelible marks in everything, even when it comes to transactions on college campuses. Now, BP, or before pandemic, there were many emerging mobile payment and other technologies that were cutting edge and nice to have while cash was still king. In this conversation with Keith Kellermeyer, he's the product manager for campus commerce at Transact. Those days are definitely over. Have a listen. Okay, Keith, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time and your expected insights.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Really looking forward to being here.
And you know, I've been having conversations for the past 3 years now about the pandemic and about the effects of the pandemic on education, both in the K-12 space, but as well as the higher ed space. I have one child who's just about to graduate from college, so she had the experience of going remote and coming home, unfortunately, mm-hmm. for her, and coming back in. So I've kind of lived it. All of us have lived it, and definitely sick of talking about it. but nevertheless, it is still something that is hugely impacting our society, and specifically students on campus and those who are providing those technologies and services. Maybe we could start off by just talking a little bit about how you've seen the pandemic changing student life and their digital strategy. I mean, how important are mobile ordering and online payments to the student experience, and how have they changed, and how has this kind of impacted day-to-day student life?
Yeah, I think that's something that was a large surprise across the industry, right? Of how we needed to address things at a rapid pace and change our tactics and strategy at the drop of a hat, because everything was dynamic and fluid throughout the entire thing. But I think your mention between like having the K-12 space having a different of an experience than the higher education space was really notable, because the higher education space, I felt like, had a lot more opportunity to really pivot and make changes a little bit quicker than the K-12 space due to a lot of the technology that was already baked into campuses that we experience today. So the one word I kind of think about when addressing digital strategy and talking about what came from the pandemic and what was the driver of something that we're looking forward to with digital strategy is the word flexibility. Mm. So the ability to just have all the dynamic pieces of technology moving back and forth and being flexible with how we interface with students across the campus, from payments to ordering their dining experience to helping facilitate any questions that they have, student services, things like that, became non-in-house and flexible technology of how can we deliver the same experience, the same services, the same food quality for the students as they move to a more remote and flexible campus environment.
You know, talk a little bit about the BP versus AP, hopefully, right? BP being before pandemic and now where we are afterwards. I'll assume you had apps and technologies and procedures that were at least in the process of being created to help students have a more seamless experience, say, in a dining hall. Then March 2020 happens. Now you have requirements in terms of contactless payment, maybe cash-free payments, other mobile app services that were before maybe was a nice to have, but now was required. I mean, what was that pivot like for you?
There's nothing like a requirement to drive through the innovations that we were already thinking about, right? So yeah. Nothing like requirements to make higher education entities and, you know, just government entities in general move extremely quickly, right? There's nothing like that. So the pieces of technology we we're already starting to develop and innovate on things like contactless pay, tap and pay, tap to go. We had already invested in our mobile experience for like mobile ordering applications and things of that nature. And the requirements that were enacted just blew those apps out of the water in demand and just needs of functionality. We spent quite a few hundred hours probably developing the latest things that students want and taking feedback almost immediately and how we can turn that around and bake it into what our applications and our mobile experiences look like. So we went from folks just kind of thinking about, hey, how can I have like my student ID card be a digital credential or something like that, to we now have half the country has their first mobile credential campus in that state.
Wow.
Using their student ID card through our technology. So no more student ID cards to hand over to the cashier and take back and have that exchange. You know, tap functionality came through almost immediately. We were kind of working on that, and the PCI industry was already headed that direction. They really like the tap and go functionality, getting rid of those chip readers, those card swipes. So
yeah.
It was exponential.
I mean, it really was kind of the greatest beta test in EdTech history, right?
It was very a beta test, whatever you want to call it, beta test, a pilot experience, you know, how alpha phasing.
Yeah.
You know, are we out of those phases yet? I'm not sure. You know?
Well, maybe it's a new dynamic, right? I mean, because I mean, if you want to look at silver linings, you know, it's tough to find them during a global pandemic. However, there really seems to be changes in behaviors, maybe changes in the ways that the end users are more willing to use technology that they might not have been before. Maybe a little change in the perception of security, right? I mean, in terms of using these things as opposed to paper-based or cash-based versus that. Is that something that you've witnessed?
Yeah, the adoption of the technology to move away from, you know, physical and more toward the digital tokenization and focus was 100% what has occurred. And you know, you have your early adopters that will come in and have been asking for this and waiting for this and wanting something to do, and they're excited, right? You have those early adopters that are extremely excited to move into this stuff, and then you kind of have that middle group who are hesitant. They want to know how the technology works and how it's put together and how it will really impact. And so it's hard to deliver in a global pandemic metrics around those things sometimes.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
To try to be like, hey, people are really moving this way, but the enactment of, you know, hey, we require this new way of servicing your students across states, it doesn't really give too much of a questioning period for campuses to ensure that they get the right solution too, which was a really hard thing for a lot of campuses to go through, and something that we really capitalized on because we have small pieces within each campus that we service. And being able to easily say, hey, you have our service over here already. You are having these requirements in another department, dining versus payments. Why don't you give this a shot and let's give you a demonstration? So it of silver linings within the pandemic, there were a few that came out of there. There were also many, many late hours and long nights that came across the entire industry. But
yeah, I'm sure
it was a lot of fun.
I'm sure. Is it safe to say that things aren't going back to normal, whatever normal was? I mean, was this enough of a transition to where you'll see campus dining halls just, you know, not have a cash option, for instance? Or, I mean, are there other things that have been put in place now where people have said, well, maybe we were hesitant about this before, you know, the possibilities of it, but now it's like, you know, there's no way we're going back.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see a return of the same old same. If anything, we'll see an experience of like a hybrid environment or a full digital mobile environment is where we'll be headed for sure. So what we've seen over the last few years is entire large campuses, 35,000, 40,000 students pivot to mobile ordering only experiences for their retail concepts. So they'll have 40 different retail concepts from the Big Red Bird all the way to our green favorite coffee company kind of moving through their campus, they've got a lot of those retail locations, and it's mobile only. They don't even they don't entertain cash, let alone talking to the baristas or your favorite food service workers behind the counter. So it's definitely a large pivot into that space for some campuses.
Sure. But I guess when you look at the majority of campuses having young people on them, maybe this is just normal for them anyway. I mean, as an old guy sitting here, a lot of this stuff still feels novel to me, right? It's, I push the button on my phone and boom, there it is. But for them, I mean, this is just the way things are, right?
Yeah, student expectations around how efficient, quick, seamless, automatic things that they want just their experience in their life to be now is just it's not fathomable almost from my perspective as well.
Yeah.
And just trying to keep up with that demand of, hey, what can we take that is something I do several times over and over throughout my student experience, whether that's like ordering on campus, making a tuition payment, checking in for something related to an event. How can I make that so automated that it is simply a few actions or a click of a button with my technology that I already have?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, this is important, right? From a administrator perspective on trying, if they're trying to increase efficiencies on the campus to better support the needs of their students. I mean, these are the sort of things that should be at the top of the list, right?
Yeah. The movement toward not having the human element experience the repetitive tasks is my philosophy on where we'll be in like the next 5 years is there's so much opportunity to take pieces of technology from different providers, integrate them together, and essentially eliminate a repetitive task that you might have to check your email to then put a piece of information in over here at this system. And that's a repetitive task you do every day. Eliminating those and really driving forward more creative opportunities of, okay, we've automated these things. How can I deliver a better experience on top of those things to students? How can we capture the outliers or the, you know, extra experiences that students may encounter? Like what are the technology fallbacks so that when a student, you know, experiences something out of the norm, they aren't stuck in oblivion and wondering what happened? How can we capture that experience and hone in on basically honing in on that like 2% of the student experience, right? We can have like a 98%, you know, rate of approval, but then now with automating and getting everything, you know, with technology up to speed, you can focus on that 2% and really hone in on those students who are most critical to your campus feedback.
Yeah. A number of other kind of new phrases or ideas or innovations that kind of came to the forefront anyway, you know, include things like autonomous stores and robotic delivery. And one of my favorites is the cloud kitchen or even ghost kitchens is this one, which is kind of spooky and maybe not someplace I actually want to order from. But when you hear phrases like that, I mean, were those particular fads of the moment or were those indications of trends of other new methods of these sort of systems?
Yeah, so I think it kind of ties back to flexibility, right? You know, students and frankly, you know, us but outside of the campus experience really are either really wanting to look for more flexibility in our daily lives or it's just kind of happening as, you know, society progresses. So I think around autonomous checkout, and, you know, locations and places like the Amazon Go concepts and things like that, those will certainly make a large impact on campuses. I see them, you know, popping up all over the place within other, we'll call them like pocket ecosystems. So like an airport is like an ecosystem in and of itself, kind of like a campus is an ecosystem in and of itself. So some of these concepts can thrive and exist within those closed ecosystems. So an Amazon store or a autonomous checkout piece is certainly something that I think needs a little bit more runway to get really ramped up and the technology to really develop. But I think that's where we're headed with convenience checkout. The robotic delivery, I'm maybe not as much behind that initiative as some others because I feel like there's better solutions out there, right?
Yeah.
We we see the robotic delivery a little bit in the cast in like a negative light a lot. And do we really want to deal with, you know, robotic delivery and how that concept is working out right now? I don't think so. I think that's very fad and trendy and not really something that's going to catch. But in a close cousin of that technology is actually food lockers, or just lockers in general, right? So yeah, we saw a lot of locker technology through the pandemic in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years from multiple providers. And I think that's something will really come to campuses and be something that stays on campus for decades. That's something that will grow. The concept's there already and it's proven. It'll just grow with little niches, like, oh, this is a cold storage locker specifically, or this is a parcel locker specifically, right? So I think students are open more to the food locker concept than maybe the robotic delivery concept. And they're more flexible, in my opinion. Lockers, you can have an 8 bank in a residential hall, right? Just a bank of 8 lockers there. Or you can have, you know, 38 in the union, or however you want to really, you know, make that adjustment for your campus.
Yeah, I can only see that robot making it so far down the freshman dorm room to room 103 there's some pranks maybe being pulled on it.
Oh yeah, there's no way it makes it through the lobby. Come on, it's not going to make it through the lobby. With, you know, it's going to get tagged up a little bit, stickers placed on it, you know. We'll have a little turn into like robotic dress up day, and they'll have, you know, Greek organization competitions to see who can take over the most robots on campus. Yes. It's just kind of, you know, as a college student, that might excite me a lot, you know, having an opportunity to cause a little bit of mayhem, not too much.
As long as it's not your burrito that's in the robot, right?
No. My burrito must stick to me. But I pick the locker. I can walk a couple, you know, blocks for it.
Well, speaking of students, you know, what are some effective ways to gather feedback from them when it comes to dining services, and how can feedback like that be used to improve operations, assuming that the students are taking that stuff seriously?
I think the name of the game is probably proactive, and well-timed feedback is the best way to gather and really take action on some of these pieces. So when I provide feedback for some sort of experience that I've had, or, you know, other people alike, they're having that looming question of the result or the resolution, always just it brings a little bit of mental tax over the coming few days, or until it's resolved at least, right? So eliminating that whole process, or shortening the time period in which it happens, is really key in delivering a much better customer experience from top to bottom. So things like using data within your mobile ordering technology to time when someone picks up their, you know, their mobile order. 20 minutes later, maybe you send them a push notification asking for feedback on, hey, answer these 2 questions, rate it 1 or 5 stars. And they go through that process, and having an automated piece of anytime anyone, let's say, rates one of those 2 questions with 3 stars or lower, you send that into a queue to have someone respond to automatically. And someone goes, hey, I just wanted to reach out. We saw this was your experience. We wanted to offer you blank $2 off your next order at this location with this checkout code. And those can all be automated things. They can just show up in an app inbox, or they can show up as a push notification. And you're closing that time loop of multiple days with phone calls and trying to get through each person and talking to these different administrators, and just shortening it to a 30-minute interaction with an automated system that has a couple loops out of the system to a real person if needed.
So the technologies are just enabling more efficient service, really.
Yeah, I would say they're, you know, and they come with their caveats too, right? You don't want to have a system so simplistic that students will like logically engineer it or socially engineer the system into receiving multiple checkout codes, right? Or multiple discounts like over and over. Oh, if I just rate it 3 stars, I'll just keep getting the same $2 checkout code over and over. You build those in place, and those reporting metrics through the data in place, you know, every week. Hey, can I get a report of how many people used the 3-star checkout code this year or this week? And then if you see some student with like 15 of them, there you go. Abuse of the system, code of conduct. So
yeah,
you can.
Well, I feel our conversation dipping into maybe some of the realms of artificial intelligence, which is also a huge topic of the day. But we don't have time. We could go on for a while, and a lot of interesting stuff here. But let me just finish up by asking you, you know, we kind of talked about the past 3 years. Give me a little bit of your crystal ball for the next 3 years, assuming, thankfully, it seems that we're in a post-pandemic phase and kind of going back to whatever normal means. Where do you see these technologies and services going forward? You know, what, if you're an administrator and you're trying to plan out, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years, what sort of priorities or what would be that checklist that you would suggest?
If I'm an administrator on a campus looking at the next 3 years of planning resources and things of that nature, I think one of the pieces I live by is around making trivial decisions quickly. So anytime I can automate something out or making something very trivial and using technology to do that action, that's where my investment is going to land. So that way the team or human resource that I associate with on a campus can be better utilized, not having to dig through their inbox, right? That's a huge advocacy for me. I love my inbox dearly, but that would be my pivot as a campus
who doesn't,
right? But the next 3 to 5 years is going to be really around speed of service, flexibility of how quickly we can pivot to delivering what students and what campus goers really want with each piece of our technology. Frankly, what comes with flexibility and being able to do those things is integrating technology across the campus together. So I, as a student, would not like to interface with 6 different technologies to do my dining on campus versus my tuition payment versus, you know, how to, you know, get into my dorm room with security, right? I don't want to have to deal with 3 different systems that go all over the place and different phone numbers. If I have a problem, I would love if every solution talked to each other, everything was integrated, and I could call one number and get a resolution. Or as a campus administrator too, having the same experience as the student, I call one number, I get a flexible person of a support company who can satisfy any piece or question I have on campus, from making a payment, my security, how do the meal plans work? Why is this mobile order over here, right? So in the next 3 to 5 years, having a consolidated but flexible campus experience is certainly my vision, I would say. I'm not sure how to get there just yet, right?
Right, of course.
But the vision... The vision there is what I'm thinking is going to be something really exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, I think it ties up what we've been talking about here, and the insights that you shared is like just increasing and consolidating technologies and services in order to make it efficient to where maybe you're not even thinking about it. It's just part and parcel of the way that you're living your life. So, hey, Keith, once again, I really appreciate the conversation. The insights were fascinating, will be helpful to our listeners. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It was a good little chat. Nice and fun.
Absolutely. Once again, this episode was brought to you by Transact Solutions. Transact empowers administrators to elevate the student experience and cultivate loyalty well past graduation, all while reducing complexity for students, families, and staff. Thanks for listening.